We got a few more black beers to close out the Black Beerstry month. We got beers from Jester King, Penichuk, Mendocino, and Evil Twin. Show some respect.
I dig black girls. Oh, so much more than the white girls. I was so pleased to learn they were faster.
Let's crack it. This beer's ginormous. Yeah, I think this is gonna creep up on me.
Blah 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 blah. I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Hello and welcome to Beer Coasters Podcast 2013, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while, but not this week in between. I'm your host this week, I'm Crazy Dave, and with me is...
It's not true.
What's not true?
That we're not doing beers from in between. We are.
We are doing a beer from in between. We just don't have the person representing the in between on the show.
Yeah.
I'm Mike from Boston.
This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Well, and you know, this is the last week, I think, in our Black Beer Street month.
Yes.
So we are continuing with our black beers.
The final volume.
Yeah. It looks like, you know, they've done what they had to do to end the, never mind.
Even you didn't know where you were going with that.
I never know where I'm going. It's just kind of a journey that happens, and, you know, where it goes is where it goes. But this week, for the FC, we're going to be drinking the Jester King Black Metal.
Metal! Well,
some of us are.
Death to all but metal. Yeah. So Mike wasn't able to get it, but Toby and I both were.
We blame Beer Coaster Chris.
Yeah, Chris can get it because they're from Austin, right? Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. We're gonna find that out in just a couple minutes here where they're from.
Mike didn't get it, but Mike will be drinking something else tonight for his tasting flight, and that'll be the...
Yeah, I can't really even pronounce it properly, but it's the Penichuk Brewing Company. It's their Fuhrer Women Schwarzbier. And basically, it just means fireman in German, but I'll get into that.
Fuhrerman.
Yeah, Fuhrerman.
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 There you go. Good job.
Nice.
Danke.
Very nice.
And I will be drinking Mendocino Brewing's Black Eye Ale.
Black Eye? Someone pop you in the face?
Oh, no. You'll see.
It was the fear of a man.
Well, I'm going to be drinking the Evil Twin Blackout Imperial Porter. So
we hitting up Europe this week, too. Sweet.
Yeah. We're representing from outside the nation, so going away from Denmark.
There's no mercy when you're dealing with black metal.
Speaking of black metal, why don't you guys...
why don't we get to drinking it?
That's
the segue I was hoping for there, Mike.
You're welcome. Although I am sipping on a pre-show beer here, so I'm not completely out of luck here on the show. Got a few... had some leftover... Magic Hat, Heart of Darkness, their stout that we did.
Heart of Darkness.
A few weeks back, we've done them. I can't remember what show it was. I should probably look that up. Yes, on our Hoppy Horrorween show, I tried the Heart of Darkness.
This is a fermentation conversation.
All right, this is the Jester King Black Metal. This is from Jester King Brewery out of Austin, Texas. They've been brewing since 1996. This is apparently an...
Oh, you know what? No, that year is wrong. Sorry.
Dude.
That's leftover. I don't know when they started. It's like 2010, I think, is when they started. Yeah, they're real new.
All right, this is an English Imperial Stout meets Franco-Belgian farmhouse. Oh, really, guys? You had to do that this week?
Hey, man.
You could have sent it to me, but...
Yeah.
I probably should have. Damn it. Well, it comes in at a whopping 9.3 IBUs. And
9.3 ABV.
Wait, ABV? Wait, that's right. Did I read that wrong?
Because 9.3 IBUs wouldn't be much at all.
No, which would be all right with me, you know, but...
Yeah.
All right, so its ABV is 9.3. The malts, they got organic pale, roasted barley, black malt, chocolate malt, caramel malt, brown malt, carafa, dark crystal malt, and they use Millennium and East Kent.
Did you get the ABV off the bottle or website?
I got that off of the Toby. Website.
Beer Advocate has 10.4.
My bottle says 9.0.
Mine says 9.0, too. So they have water that's harvested rain and or filtered hill country well water, by the way.
Oh, hill country well water.
That's so right. That's separate and unique from the free range coastal water.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is up in hill country. You better watch out for this water.
The thing about Texas, though, is I don't think of hill country when I think of Texas.
No,
I think of flat dirt land with, like, you know.
They got some mountains out there.
And maybe a lake or something.
They just have plains.
I'm cracking it.
All right. Also, interesting note, it's 95% organic. So this is suitable for vegetarians and for vegans. So I'm sure we'll have to pair this with some sort of meat then. But yeah.
Whoa.
A lot of carbonation when I popped that cap.
It's like the Hebrew beers that we tried to pair with pork. It's just so wrong.
Holy shit. This makes a lot of head.
Yeah, be careful.
You gotta pour this slow. It's a good thing we didn't send this to you, Mike. You would have made a mess of your keyboard.
Yes.
So this is an English Imperial Stout meets Franco-Belgian farmhouse.
I've got a whole Yeti fist of head.
Yeah. I got about two full Yeti fingers.
New category of beer called the Black Saison.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's probably what we could call this, a Black Saison.
Well, didn't Stone do that with they did that with Evil Twin, I think.
Evil Twin paired up with Stone and did something like that?
Yeah, it was one of their collaborations. But it was like it was basically that, like a Black Saison or something. But anyhow,
it is black. The tan is a tan, the head is tan. It's slowly dissipating from the two Yeti fingers that I had.
Oh, it was Perfect Crime was the beer with Evil Twin, Stillwater, and Stone. It was a black smoked Saison.
Mm. Wow. I got a little bit of Ruby Highlights at the very bottom, tiny, tiny bit of Highlights.
I'm not even going to bother trying to look at it until this head kind of disappears. But I got to read something off the label here. Black Metal Farmhouse Imperial Stout, also known as Iron Sword, also known as Black and Death, also known as El Martillo de Muerte. Black Metal is a cruel and punishing brew fermented by the sheer force of its awesome will. So apparently this beer just like came to its own. Best enjoyed while pumping out blast beats, summoning trolls, or enjoying a nice leisurely reading of the Necronomicon.
Necronomicon?
Necronomicon.
Jester King Craft Brewery is an authentic farmhouse brewery in the beautiful Texas Hill Country on the outskirts of Austin. We brew what we like, drink what we want, and offer the rest of those who share our tastes.
So the nose, I'm not really getting a whole lot.
I'm getting chocolate roastiness.
There's a little bit of chocolate in there, but...
No, I'm getting a...
It's like the... David, the carbonation is too high to... So it's almost like I'm picking up a lot of CO2, you know?
It does get you a little lightheaded, though, huh?
Is it odorless? Yeah, there's a little bit of woodiness in there. Some earthiness.
There's a sweetness to it, too.
Yeah, getting that chocolate, a little bit of coffee. Now that the head is dissipating.
Yeah, and for the record, like CO2 cola is odorless, colorless, and tasteless.
So Toby's just smelling something out of his ass then.
Yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow. It's got a syrupy mouthfeel, but it's got a dryness from like a woody dryness and roastiness.
Yeah. And there's some a tiny bit of sour came in there for a second and then it went away. There's some sort of a like a berry, like a dark fruit, like a dark cherry, real roasty.
It's super. Yeah, it's almost like a barrel aged kind of a.
I really get that wood. If you inhale, you really get that woodiness.
It's almost like there's like a, not a. Well, yeah, maybe a dark cherry, but like some other dark fruit, like a blackberry or a plum or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. Because there is that little bit of a sour, tangy something in there, but in the aftertaste, it's very roasty coffee, a little bit of chocolate.
What would you guys pair
Starting
with
to get
this
some
one?
Of that warming.
You know what's funny though? Like before I pair it though, this doesn't have that funky farmhouse yeastiness to it.
Hmm. Something is starting to come through though. After a few sips. A little, and I think that's what it is, Dave. It's that kind of tangy berry sweetness might be
like
a little
like how Gina just came, poured herself a glass, and just walked away.
Yeah. Yeah. For a food pairing, I don't know, man.
Ah.
Like some sort of French cuisine,
shredded beef. What is that dish? Well, I'm just going to stick to that shredded beef dish.
That shredded beef dish. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
So specific.
I'm something with lots of flavor, lots of bold flavors, like maybe some sort of, maybe something spicy, maybe something with like lots of herbs.
No, you know what? That's what I'm getting at is kind of like the barbacoa kind of thing. You know,
yeah, something marinated.
Yeah, it's like a shred of beef that you cook in a crock pot with, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, Mike?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
like a pot
so I think
roast
Mike,
or...
Mike is pushing us along here, so we should probably if we have any more food pairings, we'll save it for last call. But yeah, mine's pretty vague. It's interesting beer. Interesting.
So what was your food pairing, Toby?
I said something with lots of spices and herbs, like something that is really bold and flavorful. And I said French cuisine at the beginning, but I'm not that familiar with French cuisine.
Mm-hmm. So you're just making a random guess out there?
Yeah, I'm just making up stuff.
Unlike your non-random shredded beef. Dave.
I mean, at least that was specific, you know, like I knew exactly what it is that I wanted to eat, you know. I just don't know what the dish is called.
I want to shred beef. Beer Advocate users rate this a 92, which is exceptional, and the brothers haven't tried it.
But on tap, they got a 3.93 with 1,159 ratings.
Wait, there's a different one.
No, I'm looking at the Farmhouse Black Metal Imperial Stout.
Okay, because there's one that's just called Black Metal that has actually more check-ins.
More than 1,000.
But it says 10.4%, so...
This one says 9%.
This one says 9. Yeah. We'll go with that one.
I would go the 10.4 with the 2,400 drinks. It could be, all about temperature.
Well, mine was warmer than... I mean, mine wasn't even refrigerated. It was just sitting out.
Yeah.
Plus, I think cutting through all that head... Like once it started to settle down a bit.
Well, you could have disturbed some of the sediment too on like a if you poured it.
I poured no, I poured it real easy.
Yeah. All right. Cuz I know that that can definitely change.
It is bottle conditioned. You know, so that's probably explains why it was really carbonated, but I was real careful to not blah, 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 this beer. So yeah, that was the Jester King Black Metal Stout. Their website is www.jesterkingbrewery.com. And we'll be back.
A
Faces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right. It's my turn. My tasting flight. I get to drink a beer. I missed out on the FC this week.
So we'll let Mike go first this week.
Yeah. The beer I'm drinking in just a moment here is from Penichuk Brewing Company. And this is the Fjervemen, right? Did we say
Fjervemen.
That? Fjervemen Schwarzbier. And this is from Penichuk Brewing Company out of Milford, New Hampshire. Their website is penichukbrewing.com, but please don't visit that URL, and I will tell you why in just a moment. The style of this beer is a Schwarz beer. The ABV is 5.0%. The IBUs are 24. Only ingredients I could find were noble hops. And interesting note as I crack it here, the brewery is closed.
Oh, what? Another one, Mike.
Dude, yep. How do you find these?
He's probably had them in his fridge for like 2 years or something like he did before.
No, this is like a closeout thing. They've been closed. I'm not sure when they were closed. I was going to look that up before we started the show, and I didn't. But
going about the beer, the name Fjervemen Schwarzbier actually translates to Black Firefighter Beer.
Oh, there you go. Black Firefighter.
No, it translates to Firefighter black beer. Well, not Black Firefighter Beer.
I'm just saying what Google's saying, man.
That would be perfect for the show this week.
Yes, I mean, it would be. So, all right. So
I mean, how many Black Firefighters do they really have in Germany?
Just for this week. Yeah. And the funny thing about Penichuk, they actually... all their beers were named after, they all had the same theme about either police or fire, EMT, and it was because of the owner's, history with, his career, as a fireman and whatnot. So it's kind of a shame to hear that a brewery closed, but at least mm-hmm. I got to sample one of their beers. I think I've done a beer from these guys before. I'm actually going to check real quick, if you bear with me. But no, I haven't. But I thought I had.
New brewery!
So now that I cracked it and I poured it, I got a brown beer, actually, not black. Really dark. There's some amber highlights kind of peeking through the sides. I had about a pinky finger of head. Now I just have kind of a thin film on the top.
You, right. Mike, you have to remember you always have to take a sniff before you take a taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some light roastiness and some molasses. There's some kind of something floral. A little bit of some kind of spice. It's all kind of faint.
Dude, I think this beer is really old, Mike. I think your beer is like 2.5 years old.
It's possible.
Dang.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Actually, really nice roasted maltiness with some. The only thing, the thing that's coming to mind is oaky raisin. Because there's something woody about it, and then it's almost like a raisin puree, kind of, not too tart, but there's some kind of dark fruitiness kind of coming through, and some kind of spices. Really drinkable. can taste those black malts in there, but it's, you know, it's kind of typical Schwarz beer with a little extra kind of flavors to it. Like, it's got that fruitiness that you don't usually get in the Schwarz beer. It's got a little bit of that spicy herbiness. There's almost something, almost like maybe they used oats in here too, because it has a kind of smoothness in there. It's actually really interesting Schwarz beer. Like, you know, a lot of times you just kind of get a watered down porter or something like that, and this isn't that. I mean, it's lighter like it's supposed to be, but it's got some interesting flavors. This to me would be an awesome beer with a patty melt, you know, to have that, but maybe do it on a sourdough instead of a rye. I guess you could go either way. I'm more of a sourdough guy than rye, but
they're both a pretty strong bread.
But with you know, the key though is those caramelized onions with the burger. It would be the big plus for me with this type of beer. This is like a perfect kind of you know, patty melt kind of beer for me. Man, I wish I bought a couple of these.
Do they have more of them there, or is it like just a solo bottle?
They probably did. I traveled kind of up to Marty's to get it, which is, it's like over an hour.
So you went specifically to get this beer?
No, I just happened to see it, and I knew I needed one more black beer, you know, from the East Coast. I know I had a couple other black beers, like I had the Stone 15.
Uh-huh. And 15th anniversary.
And something else.
Escondidian.
That's another old beer. We should do a Mike's old beer show.
Yeah. Mike's coming Mike's out of the closet beer. Show.
But all right, for ratings here, I didn't even untap my beer.
Untapped comes in at 3.63 with 5 ratings.
Okay. Beer Advocate users rate this an 89, which is good, and the brothers Ahlstrom have not tried it. And I'm going to untap it.
Probably be one of the last ones.
You do that.
And yeah, as far as you go to that URL, like I said, the Penichuk Brewing one, it's like a bunch of Japanese writing. It's all Japanese characters.
Oh, Penichuk Brewery!
You can't understand a damn thing. There is a Penichuk Brewing blog spot or URL that has some stuff.
I just translated all the Japanese. Apparently, yeah. It is Bridal Beauty Skincare Course.
Okay.
Bridal Beauty Skincare Course Comparison Reputation. I will tell you about the skincare course in Bridal Beauty. This compares with reputation. I'm sure your help, and I will think you're wondering. Please refer us looking for Bridal Est.
All right.
Bridal Beauty of TBC is okay even if you don't have time before the wedding.
I feel like we should have some kind of memorial for the death of another brewery, though, you know?
Yeah. You want to do the you googly?
But anyway, if you still see this one on the shelves, it's probably like on a, you know, closeout
shelf.
Yeah, because I got mine. It was pretty cheap, and it was on kind of the closeout section, but pretty good. I mean, as far as Schwarz beers go, this is definitely, you know, one of the better ones. But we'll talk more about that in Last Call.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I can't hear the name, the word Schwarz beer without saying Schwarz beer.
Yeah.
Schwarz beer. Man, a Schwarz beer with you.
You guys are nerds.
Whatever, Dave.
All right.
Whatever.
All right, folks. Well, that's my tasting flight. We'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Dang, this week we're, Toby, this is Toby's topic. He's the one that found it, so we'll let him kick it off.
All right, beercoasterspodcast.com is our website. If you go there, click on the Brews Paper link, it will take you to the Beer Coasters Daily. That's where we found this week's hop topic. It was spotted by Rogue Ales and Spirits.
Hey, what's up, bro?
And it's right there as one of our headlines. And it's 12 celebrities who should be craft beer boosters. So, who are these 12 celebrities, you ask?
I don't know, but I can't see her face. I'm looking at something else. All right, the first one's Alexa Chung. She was spotted drinking a pint from London's Camden Town Brewery. These are just photos, by the way, of celebrities that happen to have a beer in front of them, right, or drinking a beer, and she happens to be wearing this see-through black.
Oh yeah, I just noticed that
shirt thing, kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah. I was too busy looking at the beer.
Now that's a true beer geek right there. I'm too busy looking at the beer.
Toby's like, "What is that logo? I gotta see."
I'm like trying to see who is that.
She's drinking. Is that a pale or is that an amber? I don't know. There's not much. You know, me, I'm just looking at her tits.
Okay. So, I don't know who this girl is. Do you?
No. Nope. She must be like an English actor or something.
Because she's a bona fide it girl, according to this.
Well, apparently she's no stranger to setting off trends. If she can get the fashion set sipping 6-point and caramel instead of, maybe she does flavored vodka because they talked about flavored vodka. I don't know. But
anyway,
you know,
so Alexa Chung,
apparently.
Gotcha.
Next one.
Definitely get people drinking beer. Rachel Ray.
Hey.
She's got a bottle of, actually, maybe this is why Rogue spotted it, because they got a bottle of their voodoo, whatever.
Voodoo donut. Maple bang it.
Yeah.
Maple banging.
So, but.
And she's, and she had the dude from, Portlandia.
Portlandia. Yeah.
Cool. So
we all know who those people are and what the Rogue voodoo.
I didn't
she
know
actually
this.
Has a declaration. She says, "I love Rogue." That's an actual quote from Rachel Ray.
Wow.
Rogue makes good stuff. Fred Armisen, which he's, obviously big. He's from Portland, right? Or lives in Portland. And you know, so Oregon Brewery. Nice.
Cool.
Yep. Number three is Barack Obama. And, of course, we know, Barack likes to drink some beer and get down. So, if you can get the president to vouch for your beer to – take a photo of it. Hey,
I was just telling Gina that if there's any coolness in Barack Obama, it's because he drinks beer, and he's known to drink beer and brew at the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And they have beers with random guys.
Okay.
All right.
No, those like you get a little beer sign.
Yeah, it just sounded weird. That's all.
Beer with random guys.
I like this next one.
Number four.
Oh, Charlize Theron. Yes, she was spotted carrying cases of Dogfish Head 60 Minute.
That's my kind. I mean, look at that. That is.
She's got like.
She's.
She's got like three or four. She's got a case of Dogfish Head and like, I don't know, a box of something else, and who knows what
now,
it is.
I think she lives up in San Francisco too, right? I think she does. I'm not positive.
Now the thing about this photo is I think I've heard people say that the box is actually empty or it's used to carry something in it. It's not actually has beer in it. But either way, she has a box.
A case.
60 minutes.
That's just as good. The fact that she's walking around advertising Dogfish Head.
Yeah.
60 minutes.
Oh, she's got some cool shoes too.
Nathan Fillion.
Huh, he's from ABC's Castles.
And don't forget the sing-along blog. Dr. Horrible.
Oh, that's what he was in that? Oh. What's he drinking there?
He is drinking
Drake's IPA.
IPA with a twisty straw. So that, I don't know if that works for me or not, but
yeah.
Total geek.
Okay. So, the next one. Kat Dennings. She's one of the stars from Two Broke Girls.
Oh, yeah.
The brunette.
Nice.
And she was spotted on Instagram drinking a Stone Arrogant Bastard Ale straight out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Lips all like pursed. Like,
that's cool. That's a cool photo, actually. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a bit suggestive. But anyway, next. Dan Aykroyd. Nice.
Hey. Man.
He was
so he's spotted. Not, he's not just drinking the vodka out of his skull head bottles, then, huh?
He's spotted drinking the Shaftly Pale Ale. For the next one, I got Claudia Schiffer.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And she's in her little German beer outfit.
Bear winch.
And she's got the big old dimpled mug. What's that called? The
Stein?
Is it the Stein that's the dimpled mug? The big glass
when we were
dimpled
at the Hofbrau house and we were banging him on the table, the guy was...
Nein, mit Steins. Yes, I remember.
I've got one of those.
Guys!
They're like 1.5
Nein, mit Stein! Those things are big-ass heavy glasses.
All right.
But yeah, she's got a whole liter full of beer in front of her.
What else? Toby, you're next.
All right, number 9.
Aw, yeah.
Oh, dude. It's, the Allison whole cast Gagan? Of How I Met Your Mother.
See, now the thing about this, though, this particular picture is they almost kind of downplay, they kind of poke fun of the craft beer, I think, in that particular episode where she's trying to find
some crappy beer that they had or something.
Yeah, like,
forget. There's a running joke where whenever Lily and Marshall go somewhere, they bring back a local microbrew as a gift. And it says, craft beer may be the butt of a joke, but at least it's acknowledged. It's cool that the characters don't just drink crappy beer, and it would be great if they rep the same predilections off-screen as well. Yeah, it would be.
Yes, it would.
Number 10.
Allison Hannigan.
Dan Patrick. He's the former SportsCenter anchor. He's involved in a craft beer shop called Growler Station in New York City, where he makes picks for the draft lineup.
Nice.
And there's a picture of him with guys from the Dan Patrick Show, and he must have been sponsored by Red Hook that week.
Red Hook all over the place.
Red Hook and Dan Patrick. A bromance in the
bromance.
Making.
Nice.
Number 11. Aisha Tyler.
Aisha.
She,
remember that song from back in the day, dude?
Oh, yeah. From
what is it?
ABC. Another Bag of Creation.
Yes.
She and her husband, Jeff.
She actually brews,
Tegens,
too, right?
Are avid homebrewers.
Nice.
There we go.
She's from Ghost Whisperer and Archer. So, anyway. Cool. She's
dude,
a homebrewer.
I know I got that Aisha song.
And number 12, of course,
nice.
George Wendt.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Whenever you think of a celebrity drinking beer, you can't help but think of Norm.
Think of Norm.
And plus he has the book that I will note, Beer Coaster Chris said back in season 1 he would do a book report on Drinking with George, a Barstool Professional's Guide
on
to Beer.
That book report, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're still waiting on it, Chris.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what happened to that book report segment?
So anyways, there you go. Those are the 12 celebrities who should be craft beer boosters. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Hop Topics link. We'll have this story posted there. Why don't you comment on it?
If you're a celebrity yourself, you know, you guys can hit us up and we'll put you on the show and you know, you can promote what craft beer you like.
Or if you know any celebrities that like craft beer and want to do the show with us, let us know.
Like,
we have a few local celebrities, or Tony Leone or, Tom in the OC or, Greg from the OC Beer Blog. We got some you know, we got some celebrities here, but
yeah,
if you know some major celebrities, you guys, bring them on.
Yeah. Send us some backwash.
We'd love to have them.
Yeah.
Or if we could get a celebrity drunk dial, dude, how badass would that be?
Nice.
Could you imagine, like, you know, I don't know, like Andrew Dice Clay calling in, out drinking a beer, bitch. Oh!
All right.
I just backwashed you.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, this is Toby.
And Gina.
Out west. Hey, you sit down next to me. You are going to talk, be a part of this segment. And for our beer this week, we're drinking Mendocino Brewing's Black Eye Ale. This is Mendocino Brewing out of Ukiah, California. They've been brewing since 1983.
You know it's old when it starts with a 19.
Yes, and they are right up there with Sierra Nevada, Anchor Brewing. Like these are some this they're like one of the oldest or the longest running craft breweries in the country. And they're one of the pioneers, but they don't get a whole lot. Nobody really talks about Mendocino that much, and I think it's because their distribution isn't that big. But I believe if you watch one of the Beer Hunter movies, Michael Jackson, the Beer Hunter, he has some stuff on YouTube if you look that up. And I think he goes to a beer festival in San Francisco in like 1984, 85, and Mendocino is there. I think he features Mendocino as one of the breweries.
Oh.
So they're from back in the day. So the Black Eye Ale that we're trying, it's called the Ultimate Blend. It's a black and tan, so it's a blend of their Black Hawk Stout and their Eye of the Hawk from their Select Ale series. Comes in at 6.5% ABV.
I did a black and tan.
Didn't you just give Mike for drinking black and tan? Yeah. Maybe I helped.
We were just talking smack about a beer that was a black and tan in the bottle just a couple of weeks ago. Mike was drinking.
Yeah, it was Berkshire Brewing Company's Shabadoo.
Yeah, the Shabadoo.
Yeah.
No information at all about this beer on their website. Don't know why. As far as I know, it's still being brewed.
Yeah, or wasn't there?
Yes, blended. Because
wasn't there a Doobie Brothers? Both of these beers on a regular basis.
Both of the other beers are. So it pours out. I got about a solid Yeti finger of head.
That's a really light head.
Yeah, it's off white.
It looks white. Yeah.
It's got some color to it.
A cream color. It's a dark, dark amber in color, a little bit of rubiness in there, clear.
You know when you're brewing in the, after you sparge, the green smells like grape nuts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sparge.
Take a whiff of some grape nuts.
Yeah, there's grape nuts.
I really can't get past the grape nuts. Maybe some toastedness, but
it's very toasted.
It's just... toasted grape nuts. That's it. That's all I got.
It sounds like it may be more tan than black.
Yeah.
Possibly. There's maybe some grassiness in there.
No, those grape nuts got a really you know, yummy kind of a sweet smell.
Yeah. It smells nuttiness. Good. I kind of want to pour some yogurt on top and munch away.
Yeah.
Let's put some grape nuts on our grape nuts. I'd like to try a Ritz on a Ritz.
All right, taking a sip.
Where was that suggestion on the back of the Ritz box?
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow, for the smell, it's much lighter in mouthfeel than I expected. I expected kind of a bigger, thicker something.
Oh, yeah. It's totally thin mouthfeel.
Just because it's big and black, you think it's going to taste like that? It's
big and black, it should be thick.
God.
Crazy Dave started that one. That's not my fault.
Not really. You
guys are egging each other on.
Clearly resolved herself of any blame. That's not my fault. Crazy Dave.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's got a pretty thin mouthfeel, very chuggable. But in the aftertaste, you get that that graininess, a little bit of nuttiness in there. It tastes like a brown ale, like a total, just like a light nut brown ale.
Yeah, there's nothing really stouty about this, which I don't know how much stout you expect to come through on a black and tan, but
black and tan.
This one's you'd think there's like kind of nothing. It's yeah. It's good though. It's drinkable.
It's actually, it has some nice flavors. There's,
I can't remember the last time I had these two beers separately. I know I've had them both, but it's been quite some time. I don't know how to compare them, you know.
I want to say that the Eye of the Hawk is very hoppy. It's, I think it's not an imperial, it's not an imperial IPA, but it's a pretty hoppy IPA from what I remember. And I actually had the Black Hawk Stout on.
But isn't the black and tan supposed to be like a
supposed to be like an amber, an amber stout.
Or pale or yeah
generally. Usually not necessarily a pale ale or an IPA. So this is an interesting twist on
it. It's a California take. Only where'd the hops go?
Yeah, it's not very.
Somebody disappeared the hops.
Try the nose again. You might smell some hops.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should.
A little bit.
Bit of like earthy or floral hop in there.
I have a bad tendency of once I get something that I'm smelling, getting past that is more difficult.
Actually, smells really good. And now in the aftertaste, it's a little sweet, like maybe a light honey, like a honeysuckle maybe in there.
And there is some hops, I guess. Some. It's just pretty light on hops.
Yeah. Pretty subdued.
Yeah. It's good. It's very tasty.
Yeah, it's very drinkable. It got some nice lacing going on, so it's.
Oh yeah, look at that.
This would be like a good pitcher beer.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're out at a bar shooting some pool, you can get a pitcher of this. It's on the darker side, but it's light enough. It's only 6.5%, so you can.
So the kind of beer that you want to sit there and be chugging while you're singing Irish drinking songs.
Yeah, sure, totally.
Awesome.
I also think this would be a very different beer had we not just had the beer we just had.
Yeah, I would think that,
You know, this beer was big and thick and kind of crazy, the black metal, and so that could be curbing the palate a bit.
For a food pairing, I don't know, I'm thinking like some sort of seasoned fries or...
I agree. Chicken tenders and fries. From just pub grub.
Pub grub.
Poutine.
Fried food. Poutine, yeah.
I am never going to forget that. That was some of the best stuff I ever had with a beer. I mean, it was like the perfect.
But what kind of beer were you drinking? You drinking Moosehead?
No. You know what I was drinking was Caffrey's.
Oh, okay.
They had Caffrey's up there in Canada. Mm.
Yeah, poutine. It's fries and gravy thing.
Yeah,
it's like a Canadian thing.
Yeah,
fries and gravy is like an awesome idea.
It's not just the gravy; they usually cheese, do like gravy the cheese too. It's not like a curd cheese.
Cheese curds.
All I know is that I want to
cheese curds
with
this too.
Yeah.
Anything
fried
would be amazing with this.
All right. Well, anything fried would be amazing with anything. So.
The fried Snickers bar. Yeah,
it's true.
Yes.
I don't know. There you lose me.
How about some fried Coca-Cola?
Fried Oreos were good.
Oh, yeah.
Gina,
I do not care for fried Oreos.
She, for some reason, did you even have any?
Not where you had them, but I've had them before. Okay. And I just think that Oreos should have a crunch to them. They shouldn't be a soggy mess of a pile of...
Ours had a crunch. They still had a crunch. They weren't just like it wasn't, didn't turn into soup. There was a crunch.
From the batter on the outside, it was crispy. Oh, dude, it was like an Oreo chocolate chip cookie. Like a fresh baked Oreo chocolate chip cookie. It was so good.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Speaking of fried food, I had fried chicken last night, and I was just thinking how damn good that would go with a Saison de Boeuf.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was so craving that beer at that moment.
But anyway, I love that beer.
It's a good food beer.
I do. I love it.
All right, so you guys got ratings for us?
Yeah, actually, I do. Untapped comes in at 3.51 with 171 ratings. So,
Beer Advocate comes in with the users rate this an 83, which is good, and the bros
not so much.
They're nowhere to be found.
I wonder if the same 170 people drank this beer on Beer Advocate as it is Untapped, because Untapped has 171 and Beer Advocate has 170.
Whoa. Maybe. That would be trippy.
Interesting.
All right, so there you have it. This is the Black Eye Ale from Mendocino Brewing. Check out their website, mendobrew.com. And we'll be back.
It sounds so Californian.
Mendo Brew. It's NorCal, too.
Yeah, it's totally NorCal.
Hello.
Mendo Brew.
Mendo Brew is hella cool.
That's hella cool, bro.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Well, listen up, baby! It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer! Watch out now, baby bubba!
Alright, everybody, it's my turn to drink some beer.
Show is.
I may not remember it because this is a blackout. So I will have to listen to the show to remember what I drank. This is the beer. It's interesting because this is the beer formerly known as Blackout. So I don't know if they got in trouble with the name Blackout with beer or something, but... this is Evil Twins Brewing, black beer, formerly known as Blackout. It's an Imperial Porter.
Do they now go by a symbol?
No, it just says the beer formerly known as Blackout.
Just checking.
So, these guys are out of Denmark. Their website.
Oh, Denmark. I thought they were out of Scotland.
Well, it's DK, right?
Wow, Denmark. Yeah. I thought Holland. I seriously thought that Evil Twin was from Scotland. My burn.
And so the website is eviltwin.dk. There's apparently 12.2 EB or ABVs.
10.2
EBUs.
Oh my god, EBUs are a total flashback to my job, where they talk about equivalent benefit units. It's a concept they use to determine how to divide charges. Their website.
I will spit out my beer.
Their website really sucks as far as like information about their beers, but they have a whole bunch of beers that they've made in their life.
Website review podcast?
I'm just saying, don't expect much from your website, So hopefully their beers will be a lot better than the website.
Our listeners don't expect much.
Damn.
Well, then why is our website so flashy?
Yeah, it's flashy.
Flashy.
So the beer formerly known as Blackout. Some of us have experienced a blackout. Maybe hit your head, forgot your lines in the high school play, or perhaps all the lights went out in your city. In any case, a blackout can become a moment of lucidity. Stranded and discharged from the world, that's when it really could push the boundaries and finally realize ..
Is that your monologue, or did you get that from the website?
That was from the website.
It's all that marketing speak.
That's all they had on the website. So anyhow, one thing that does suck as much about this beer is that it's... It's $10.99 for a 12-ounce bottle.
Whoa.
But what the hell is bottle cap?
See, you should buy beers from breweries that are closed. I got mine for $5 and it's a 22. And it's a damn fine beer.
You know why I think it's formally known as? It's because Great Lakes Brewing has the Blackout Stout, and I'm sure that's been around for a lot longer than this one.
Okay. Well, I'm a little worried about this beer because I had to, like, really dump it to get, like, a fingernail ahead.
That looks like a Yeti nail.
Yeah, I mean,
those Yeti nails are dirty.
I get a little more worried about it because I'm smelling like
yellow.
I'm smelling an oxidized smell about it too. I hope it's not bad. I had trouble taking this cap
off. Just because their website's bad doesn't mean their beer's bad.
No. But two things. When I tried to pull the bottle cap off, it actually bent my bottle opener. So I don't know what happened with that. And then I expected more of a head with the beer. But,
you got a pretty crappy bottle opener.
Well, the caps are attached to the beer.
Don't use your fingernails for opening bottles.
Or your teeth.
No, but I mean, like, I've opened up how many bottles of beer at this thing? It's never had a problem with anyway.
Three.
Because it's a wine bottle opener.
No, it's a beer bottle opener, too, on top.
Oh, see? It's allergic to beer. That's you should fine. Get a new popper.
Well, you know, Mike could use this for when he has problems
you
with
his quartz. You should get a bacon popper.
I got one just like it. Look, I'm dancing, yeah. I'm dancing.
Yeah, you can be like...
And you people call yourself beer drinkers.
Hey, I got a bacon bottle opener.
That's what you should be using while your froggy is missing.
I lost my beer coaster bottle opener. I don't know where he went. Oh, wait a minute.
This has like a really weird smell to it, like a raisiny smell. I'm really worried about this beer, actually. I really am. It's got all the characteristics of saying that this is probably bad.
Ooh.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Okay. I think it is bad.
That sucks. We haven't had that happen in a while.
No, it's
well,
been
it
a
does
while.
Happen, people.
It happens. It does happen.
I almost don't want to review it because of that.
I've done that before. I've missed out on a couple ratings. One because I couldn't smell a damn thing, and one because the beer was bad.
Bad, yeah. I'm really bummed out because you know. I mean, I guess this happens sometimes. You get a strange beer from somewhere else, and you know, people don't buy it. It sits on the shelf for 3 years, like stuff that Mike gets or whatever.
Well, do your best.
Or at least tell us how it is bad, so we can learn. You know, it's a learning experience.
Yes, it is. Let's find out why you believe that.
Well,
it's bad.
Well, for one, it's completely flat. There's no.
Doesn't
there's
bode
no,
well. I agree.
There's no carbonation to it at all. It's got a. I don't know if you guys have ever if you know what, like a port. You know, how ports have that really oxidized. They got a funkiness to them that's just not right.
That's your opinion.
No, but
hops that have
I like
that.
Ports.
No, but you know what like
I do
the oxidation
know exactly what you mean. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's what this is. I mean, it's definitely something's. You know, the cap must have been loose or something, and it's gotten into it. I mean, it's got a sharp bite. I mean, you could definitely tell it's an imperial somethingness to it. It's got some strength and you know flavors to it, but I just blah. Sorry, guys. I can't drink this anymore.
All right.
I'm not going to power through it. I was really bummed. I was excited about this because I like porters, you know, and it matched the show. And, you know, and I've had Evil Twin before, you know, and it was, I remember the, you know, they're good beers. Yeah, and I did an Evil Twin. I think it was like an IPA or something. I remember it was like real floral, real tropical smelling. Probably the best smelly beer I've ever had in my life. You know, not the best beer in life, but I mean, I remember it being like one of the most fragrant beers that I've ever had. You know, so I was excited. You know, because like I know that they've done some good beers. You know, and I was really looking forward to this tonight, so I'm kind of bummed out. And Untappd actually has 175 ratings at 3.75, and people were even drinking this yesterday.
No, you got to look at the beer formerly known as. That's the most. That's a 3.75 out of 78 ratings.
Well, still similar.
Yeah.
Same exact rating. So, well, I wish I could give a fair rating to this. Skiad!
It's the drink of the week! Drink of the week!
Michael Perry 6 says, "Also, why doesn't everywhere serve beer? They really should." If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Alright everybody, last call.
That's right everybody, it's time to get your last drinks on. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So we're going to talk about some of the beers we drank tonight. And we'll hit it off with Mike.
Okay. Well, I couldn't tell you about the Jester King because I didn't try the Jester King.
It's loser.
The Black Metal. But I did have my tasting flight from Pentachek Brewing Company, the Fjervemen. Schwarz beer. It's wow, this was really good. I really, really enjoyed this because it was textbook kind of Schwarz beer with something extra. Like, it had a little bit of dark fruitiness and some kind of spices in there that made it different. I really like it. I mean, it's really drinkable. And it's got this kind of raisiny-ness to it and some kind of, I don't know, nice kind of, just a very mild spice. It's good. I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't grab another bottle or two of this. And kind of sad that the brewery's not going to be brewing it anymore.
Yeah, it's really cool that when you get beers like that are you know, they're like the style, like they're textbook styles, but they have like a little bit of added value to it that makes it stand out. It's got a little bit of that.
I mean, that's kind of what makes a beer, because something could be perfect. Like, I'd be a very bad judge, like as far as the BJCP goes, because it's like if something could be textbook perfect, but I don't really care. Like, I think I appreciate the fact that they could make it kind of textbook perfect, but I want something a little extra, something that's a little off in a good way, something that kind of spices it up a little bit, you know.
Well, that's what the style, you know, it's done to a style, but there's got to be something that separates, you know, them. I mean, every beer can't taste exactly the
same. Right, exactly. I mean, you know, if that was the case, it'd be a pretty boring craft beer world. Yeah. I'm giving it a 4.5. It's, wow. I really, really like this. And it's not one of those Schwarz beers that feels like it's watered down. Like, it's thin, like it's thinner like it's supposed to be, but not, you don't feel like it's watered down. It's got a thinner mouthfeel, but it has some really nice flavor. And that's my pint rating for that beer. If you see it on the shelves, pick it up. Anything from Pentachek, that particular Schwarz beer is very nice.
Cool.
All right, for my pint ratings, the Jester King Black Metal. This is a very interesting beer. I just took the last little bit of my beer, and the thing that came to mind was a roasty, chocolatey Cabernet Sauvignon. It had this very...
What?
Yes, it had this very, like, red...
Toby, what was the last time
like
you drank
a cab? Like a beefy red wine dryness in there. Kind of tasted like a red wine with some roastiness and some chocolate. And, you know, it's kind of like what Dave and I... what Dave and I were getting at with the whole, like, dark fruits and dark berries and stuff like that. Like, I was thinking black cherry before, but then now I'm thinking maybe it's like a red grape, like a wine type thing in there with this roastiness and a little bit of that alcohol that you get from, like, a strong Cabernet.
Strong wine.
It's interesting. It's funky. It's different. I don't know if I would ever get this again, but I do appreciate it, and I think that it's got a lot of really cool, interesting flavors, and there's nothing really wrong with it. There's nothing that stands out as a bad beer. So I think I'm going to go with a 4, because I think it has lots of really, really good flavors. And it's different. It's weird. It's interesting. It's you know, I don't know. It's just got a lot of weirdness, funkiness going on
it sets you off a little bit off your kilter.
Yeah, but it's still good. There's still really good flavors. I like the roastiness. I like that sweet tartness going on. Interesting. Very interesting. And Gina's
got this very confused look on her face.
I promised that I wasn't going to say anything, and I was just going to listen, and I need to just take the headphones off if I say that.
We'll just let Toby give his piece, and now you can say yours.
I don't understand. Like, I'm totally confused. Like, I thought maybe there was some validity at some point in his review, and no, I just had another sip. It's good. Not that you said it wasn't.
Right. It's 4 pints. I mean, that's pretty.
Right?
That's pretty good beer.
I don't find all the crazy weirdness that you're. I feel like the smell is the nose, if you will, is a little bit interesting. I actually said it smelled like Dr. Pepper, and I feel like I put less stock in how it smells than maybe you do.
I didn't like how the nose was at first.
Yeah, you didn't really care for it at first, I think. So maybe that is making a difference.
It's funny that you mentioned Dr. Pepper, because I was when I was drinking it, I was mentioning that I had like a prunish kind of a flavor to it, and I, you know, I think that kind of...
Dr. Pepper's one of those sodas that has quite a few flavors in it too. So
right. Exactly. What is it?
But like, I mean, if that's gonna be a dominant flavor in
52 flavors.
Anyways, it's roasty and dark fruits, and I really enjoyed it. It has a nice mouthfeel. You can grab onto it. There's nothing overly sour about it. It might have a little bit of a sour twinge, but I really enjoyed it. So I don't know.
What would you give it? My rating.
What's your rating then?
I mean, I'd probably stick with the same 4, maybe a 4.5. I don't know. I'm not very good at rating.
Is it not perfect, but still awesome?
I'd probably stick with a 4.
Okay.
I'd stick with a 4. So right. A 4, but so maybe my 4 is different than your 4. I don't know.
We are 4s of a different color.
Right?
Okay. Moving on to the men. Thank you, Gina.
Black guy.
No, thank you.
For the record, 4 is not a color.
There's nothing to apologize for, Gina.
No, that's good. So, Mendocino Black Eye Ale. I like this for the fact that it was very, very drinkable and had some good flavors. I mean, this is like pitcher beer. It's like keg beer. It's something you could bring to a party, and I think a lot of people would dig it because it's got that like nutty brown ale and very light mouthfeel, you know, so it's very easy drinking. I'm going to go with the 3.5 because I think that it's got some good flavors, but I think, I don't know what I rated the Black Hawk. I mean, it was a long time ago when I had that on the show, but in the Eye of the Hawk, I don't think I did that one on the show. Maybe we did do the Eye of the Hawk. Didn't we do that for one of our bird shows, Mike?
We did,
Or was it the Red Tail?
No,
I think you did Eye of the Hawk.
I'm not sure.
So anyway, I think I like both of those beers, but then together, whatever. But it's drinkable, it's chuggable, I drink the whole thing. I would drink it again, so 3.5. Nice.
Yeah, decent rating.
Cool. We've done quite Mendocino beers.
It's just
on the show.
It's just funny when you look at the label, like, I don't know, with that silver label, it just makes me think
something like Imperial Stout or, you know, like it's going to be somewhat aggressive. And it's not. It's super laid back and it's super drinkable. So don't be fooled by the bottle when you look at it.
Don't be misled.
Yes, don't be misled.
This beer is not going to kick your ass. It's gently going to caress not it, at rub all. It, and turn you on.
It's a good party beer.
Cool. All right, well, for my beer, I really only got to drink one, so...
No, you got the...
Oh, that's right.
Only so one gets a rating.
Well, I guess I'll start off with the Jester King. What Toby and Gina said, I think, was pretty valid. I mean, there's definitely a lot of different flavors, and there's some complexity here that's definitely worth noting. I thought it was a pretty well executed beer. I think it was put together well, and it's a little tough drinking. It's a big beer, and I think I'm going to give this a 3.5. I don't think it was so excellent. You know, I'm probably knocking off a half a point just because of, you know, farmhouse freaking ale. But it does have that souriness from that, you know, whatever crazy yeast it is that they use. And it's got that funkiness to it that, you know, really isn't my style. But the roastiness and the chocolatiness and the maltiness of it is just absolutely amazing. You know, so that's I think, what's the good side.
There's something to be said about the knife and fork beer. And this falls in that category, I think.
It's got knife some chewiness fork. In there.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a meal in itself, for sure. And being a 22 or whatever it is. I mean,
you know, 10%
alcohol. Yeah, you gotta take it easy on this one. So, yeah, I'll give this a 3.5. Now, not the favorite of beer, but definitely a good beer to stand on its own. As for the Evil Twin, I really wish I could give this a rating. I really was excited about it. I really wanted to try it, but unfortunately, it just
it's didn't a big work fat out. NA.
But furthermore, I think it's worth noting that if you do notice things when you're opening your beer and pouring it out, you know, these are going to be. This was some of the first clues to me that something wasn't right. You know, it didn't look right when it was pouring out. It wasn't pouring like a normal beer. It didn't smell like a normal beer, you know. And then upon further inspection and looking at my bottle cap, there's all kinds of crustiness on the lip, on the bottom lip of the thing. So you can tell that, you know, there's definitely something going on.
It's probably super old.
Yeah. And then also on the cap, I was able to look and see that there's a spot in here that had, like, you know, a bunch of, like, well, it's not going to show up too good on the camera here, but there's a couple of brown spots that are on the cap as well. So you can, maybe, I don't know if you guys can see it, but there are spots in there where you could definitely tell that it was leaking, and that's further, you know, justified by the crustiness on the lip. So, yeah, this beer had, had a bad seal.
Oxidation.
Yeah. So, if you ever do find a beer that's like that, if you see the crustiness before you open it up, smell it, take a taste test, so you can know what oxidized, rotted, disgusting beer, you know, flaws are. Because if you don't know that they're flaws, you might just drink it and think it's just a bad beer, you know. But if you know what to look for in the flaws, that'll help you understand, you know, what it is that this beer is not good of.
When I used to bartend, I used to serve on a regular basis rusty capped Coronas from the way Gina. That we used to
store the beers.
I mean, I didn't do it. Like, that's just how many of our beers were
night, right?
Because of the way that we iced them down and melted the ice at the end of the night over and over again. But very unfortunate now that I know a little bit more about beer.
Yeah, but it's just Corona, so
you know.
Whatever.
Yeah,
just
not
throw a lime
lot of
in
loss in their clear bottles.
Right. How much damage were you really doing? Yeah.
A little rust might give it some flavor.
Yeah. a little tetanus shot there after your Coronas. Oh, what's a big deal? That's what the lime's for.
That's right.
That's right. Just actually a little squeeze at the end of it will help it out, no problem.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Prevent scurvy.
Do some shout outs.
Some shout outs.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. Shout outs.
Shout outs.
Happy Hour Guys. I'm guessing at Happy Hour Guys. This is probably from Twitter.
Yeah. Of course, Tony Leone.
Done alone.
He he sent me a video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he sent me a video of a clip from Adventure Time about the bacon pancakes, because I talked about bacon pancakes, pairing them with my beer. I think it was last week.
It's a good video. Adventure Time? Totally put it up on the website. Yeah. For sure.
With the cartoon Adventure Time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. It's awesome.
The clip nice. One of the guys was singing about bacon pancakes.
Bacon pancakes.
It's awesome. Anyway, so shout out to Tony Leone. Thanks, bro.
Also, Joe Crockett, Dan R., and Gil Mello.
Yeah, what up, y'all? Just a reminder, folks, this is your show. We just drink it in it. And if you're drinking out there and you feel like dialing us, give us a call. Give us a tweet. Give us
and
a
don't
shout.
Don't forget, if you know any celebrities or know anyone who knows any celebrities, let us know. We'll put them on the show.
On the show.
Yeah,
we'll put you on the show, too. Yeah. It'll be a big party. It'll be fun. So anyhow.
Cheers.
BeerCoastersPodcast.com, y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh, that was a good reading.
Next week. What are we doing next week? Is next week's red?
Redhead Redemption.
I want a redhead.
Someone I know just had a baby who is a redhead, who they named Ginger.
They did not. That's horrible.
Sorry. Just saying.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
And have beers with random guys. Yeah!
It's big and black, it should be thick!
Yeah!
Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancakes!